Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels, and tonight's show is titled Letting Loose. Thank you for tuning in, and just because it's titled Letting Loose, it doesn't mean that I'll be crude or hateful, but the truth really seems to upset a lot of people. I've always found that interesting because I've tried to be an honest person my whole life, so when people lie, it always amazes me. You know, some of you won't believe this at all, while others who know me personally will say it's about time. But I want you all to know that I've been biting my tongue for a very long time, and this evening and moving forward, it comes to an end. I appreciate all the comments on the post, too. My whole life, I've managed to get my message, idea, answer, or decision across in a civilized, non-confrontational adult manner. In fact, I attribute that to helping me be successful in every position I've held in almost 60 years of life. But times are a-changing, and we all see it. I learned what to do from the best and what not to do from the worst during my Navy career. And attention to detail has been drilled into my head ever since I can remember. Asking a lot of questions is something that's in my nature. And it has been since I was a kid. I want to know everything about a topic I'm discussing because that's just me. However, asking questions in the civilian world always seems to be a real issue. Keep in mind, I'm not talking about asking you personal questions, just in business and other situations that require questioning. However, I've been bitched at, pulled aside, given the look of death, and threatened many times in my life because people hate when you ask questions, especially when they aren't being truthful and they don't know what they're talking about, or they're going to get busted for some wrongdoings. That's usually the case. For instance, I was on a board of directors for a company. So for the first year, I asked a ton of questions because I wanted to get up to speed on every aspect of that company, as a board member should. I wanted to know everyone's specific job and what they were responsible for, what all the equipment and machinery did, all the finances and where the money was being spent. You know, everything that you can about the company. You have to be able to understand how it all works so we as board members at the time can make the best decisions for the company. I mean, isn't that how you should approach things? If you don't ask questions, you never learn. Book smart doesn't mean you know how to apply what you've learned either. So I ask questions and I observe all the time. Well, that wasn't what they were expecting, because those before me didn't ask. It's why so much money was used inappropriately. So when I started asking questions, their defenses went on high alert and they came at me waving a big old red flag, which proved to be a bad move on their part. Not asking questions shows you have zero foresight. You don't care, or you're on the take. The point I'm trying to make here is that I thrive on knowledge. I enjoy learning, being involved, helping others, problem solving, and just being a contributing human being in the ways that I know best. And that is why I am so very passionate about our nation. Not only did I serve this once great country with honor, but I want a better future for the generations to come, if that's even possible at this point with the damage that's been done. So tonight, instead of talking about Pennsylvania politics specifically, I want to give my thoughts on what's happening nationwide. It seems to be affecting a huge percentage of all of us. I'm sticking to one subject, and we'll do that for future shows. Unless I can squeeze two in, then I will. You might even pick up some of my sense of humor, because when I'm not angry about the fall of America, I can be a fun person to be around. I believe the topics I'll discuss in the coming weeks are things we all want to talk about, but we keep getting banned from every platform out there because of so-called community standards that only benefit the radical left agenda, and they silence the truth. One of the obvious in-our-face issues that's saturating the TVs, the airwaves, social media, business, and corporations continuously and being jammed down our throats like a dry feeding tube while you're awake is this whole LGB plus the alphabet that follows it movement, if that's what you want to call it. So I want to talk about that tonight. From where I stand, I want to be very clear. I don't hate anyone, and I certainly could not care less about what you do behind closed doors as adults. That's your business, and that's between you and God. However, I absolutely hate what's transpiring and being pushed on us as a society. Being in the tattoo industry for almost three decades, I've encountered every walk of life you can imagine, and probably some that you can't. From preachers to prostitutes, I've seen and heard it all. I didn't, and I don't hate any of my over 20,000 clients, because whatever they do in their private life didn't and doesn't affect me. As long as they paid for their tattoo, I smiled, shook their hand, thanked them, and waved goodbye, just like I did for everybody else, regardless of race, creed, color, sex, religion. I didn't care. But what's happening today is unprecedented. Free speech has gone by the wayside, and that's a clear violation of the Constitution that this nation was built upon and I swore to protect. For the LGBT issue, there's only allowed to be acceptance and no dissenting opinions. Why is that? They can call normal people. Yeah, I said it. I can hear the gas now. He said normal people. Call us anything they want using their made-up terms. But if we question their behavior around children or even breathe in the wrong direction about it, we're slammed by the entire left wing of nut jobs. I've been called more names by the left in the last 4 years than I have by anyone my whole life. In reality, they are the bigots. They are the intolerable, and they are part of the larger problem, being an agenda. When it was just an LGB community, and I'm old enough to remember when it was, most people in society didn't care one bit because it wasn't shoved in our faces. People just lived their lives privately and didn't have a desire to make others accept them because it didn't matter. As I said before, it wasn't anyone's business. Nobody ran around screaming about sex or using that as an identifying factor, because it isn't. Nobody cares. Nobody needed a flag in their yard to show everyone their sexual preference, because it's absolutely ridiculous and totally absurd. You really didn't hear much about it because it wasn't a big issue for most people. However, ever since they started adding letters to their movement, like the T and the Q and the I and so on, they have become an extremely radicalized organization. These letters now include pedophiles, who absolutely have no reason to take in air, and other insane terms that they call genders. They have allowed their once quiet, peaceful organization to be overtaken by an extreme fringe, just like the Democratic Party has been overrun by radical socialists And that's who's embracing this nonsense. People like Summer Lee. Most of the people I talk to about these issues within the gay and lesbian community despise what's taking place as well. They aren't about grooming children and exposing them to adult situations at all. They just want to live their life in peace like everybody else and not cause this crazy insanity that's happening. But suddenly, our children are being groomed. Teachers are pushing these issues in the classroom, not all of them, because that's what everybody says, oh, not all the teachers do. I know it's not all of them, but some of them are. They're pushing these issues in the classroom, offering puberty blockers and transition counseling, all behind the parents' back. And this is in middle schools that's happening. Books in school libraries with graphic details and pictures of homosexual acts and debauchery have become acceptable. But don't you dare say the word God or question these materials. The new radicalized movement, which is less than 1% of the nation, is based on sexual deviance disguised as love. I'm not saying love isn't involved with some, but when it comes to children, that's an absolute no. And I refuse to turn the other cheek or accept this behavior. If you support this insanity, you have issues as well. Why do men dressed as women want to expose themselves in front of children with drag queen shows? Do you really need to be told the answer to that? We are dealing with severe mental illness, and it's infiltrated our government like the dress-wearing nuclear guy who steals luggage from airports. Our schools, confusing children at their most vulnerable ages, as well as corporations, and it's being fast-tracked at record pace. Why are they all encouraging this behavior? Even the military is wrapping their arms around this mess. What the hell is happening to society? For years, we talked about getting mental health for people who need it. But here we are, embracing the mental illness like a long-lost child. What did they put in those shots? What's in our food and water? This is not normal behavior. The world is laughing, and it's costing our nation big time. People are actually demanding special rights because of their sexual choices? Sorry, that's not how it works. Nobody gets special rights. At least that's how it's supposed to work. We all have the same rights. They're called human rights. But every individual group that has been formed with the government's help to separate us as much as possible wants and gets special rights. Then when you call them out on it, they call you a bigot and a hater, a racist, or a religious nut. They think they're special, but they're not. They're humans, just like the rest of us. Take the multiple gender issue. Here's a reality news flash. There are two genders. End of story. If you were born a man, you will die a man. No matter what you add or cut off your body, how you dress, or the name you go by. That's called real science, or those pesky little facts that seem to get in the way of your agenda. And by the way, men can't get pregnant. Just stop with this nonsense. Just because you live in some crazy fantasy world where you think science is what you believe and not the facts, doesn't mean normal people have to put up with your lie. I refuse to help your sickness advance. This group has become an extreme detriment to our nation and our children's safety and security, as well as their future. As they infiltrate the services, the government, and everywhere else their fantasy is accepted, we are becoming weaker to the world, and it will cost us dearly. Actually, it already is. We see it. I, for one, am sick about hearing about this Dylan Mulvaney dude. He needs the most help of all because these companies not only embraced his insanity, they put it on full display for the world to see and react. And boy, did they react. He probably curls up in a ball at night knowing he's destroying every company he touches. But then again, when you're mentally ill and getting paid to stay that way, you can't make sound judgments now, can you? Not to mention, he pretends to be an 8-year-old girl. He's unstable. He needs help. Parents who listen to their 4-year-olds and try to change their gender has to be the worst crime of all. How sick do you have to be to destroy your child's life? You don't deserve to have a child and should be locked away for a long time. Let them decide when they're old enough, which is a minimum of 18, and stop encouraging it. It's not your body, so it's not your choice. Isn't that what you preach? Maybe if you lived by your own rules, instead of using it as a convenience when it suits your needs, you'd have some morals. Then some jackass on Facebook the other day tried to tell me, well, what if we treated veterans like gay people? I say, hell, I wish they would. But instead, veterans get treated like shit, while sexual deviance is being rewarded. It was obvious this person had no clue. So I asked him what he's done for this country, and he blocked me. You know, that's their answer to everything. Agree with me, or we just block you, or call you names, or whatever. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of so much that's going on that I've decided I'm going to talk about it all. All these people claiming they're treated wrongly are the same people who trash and mock religion, hate you for your skin color, judge you for your political affiliation, make fun of your age, make fun of you for being straight, and not accepting that they're lying. You know, we don't accept their lie, so they hate that. They can't even accept themselves as they were born, but they expect us to accept them for who they're pretending to be. That's not happening. Encourage them to seek medical help. Then we have the men who couldn't hack it as a man in sports, so they pretend to be a woman and smash records by real women. And all the associations are okay with that. Women are being erased by men in dresses, assaulted in locker rooms, spas and bathrooms, while absolutely no one in authority seems to care. Real women are leaving their sports, and that's not the answer. But I don't blame them. This has to be stopped immediately. But you need to be vocal to make things happen. So don't buy into this agenda. It's exactly what they want. They want us all to break down and just say, yes, government, we'll accept everything you want us to believe and do and just control our lives from here on out. I'm not letting that happen. The other day I was watching a hearing, and they asked the guy, if Mike Tyson decided to identify as a woman, should he be allowed to be in women's boxing? And his response was, yes. I almost fell out of my chair. It's going to take a woman getting killed in the ring. Actually, I believe there was an incident in the MMA where a woman was pretty badly beaten by a man. But it's going to take more of that before they can look at the dangers or even see the dangers they're allowing to take place. And that's because they have absolutely no foresight and learn by trial and error only. Common sense has left the building. Folks, this nation is in deep trouble. Feelings have become more important than reality. We have an insanely corrupt White House, a failed voting system, two literal gangs in Washington supplying the enemy with our tax dollars while we suffer, drag shows for children, churches celebrating pride, which is one of the seven deadly sins they preach about, criminals being released to commit again, inflation, hatred from every direction, grooming of children, corrupt teachers' unions, corrupt local politicians. I could go on and on. When will we see any relief from this living hell that we have fallen into under this administration? Is it too late to turn our nation around? Or are we just waiting for the next pandemic they keep telling us is coming? And you know when it does, it's going to be really bad. Depopulation is the goal. These are the questions that need answered. Normally, at this point, this is where I'd say, call your congressional representative, your state senator, or your local representative. But they're all complicit with the agenda. Our concerns are falling on deaf ears, and that's never good when our public servants ignore us. We're getting close to a breaking point, and I can feel the tensions in the air. Americans are pissed, but they're not sure what we can do, even though the Constitution is clear. Our selected, and I say selected for a reason, representatives have failed us. And I often wonder if this is how people felt leading up to 1776. Also, be warned, China will take full advantage of our weakness because it's their goal for world domination. They also own our president. But that is a topic for another day. If you have something you'd like me to discuss, please send me a message and let me know. I'm here for you, and I want to talk about the topics that you want to hear. So thank you for tuning in. Until next time, fair winds and following seas.